This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israeli forces pushed deep into the ruins of Gaza's northern edge on Monday to recapture an area where they had claimed to have defeated Hamas months ago. While at the opposite end of the enclave, tanks and troops pushed across a highway into Rafah. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are locked in intense battles with the advancing Russian army in two border areas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky said fierce battles are taking place near the border in eastern and northeastern Ukraine as outgunned and outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers try to push back a significant Russian ground offensive. Analysts say the Kremlin's forces are aiming to exploit Ukrainian weaknesses before a big batch of new military aid for Kyiv from the U.S. and European partners arrives on the battlefield in the coming weeks and months. Meanwhile, the death toll from a Russian apartment building collapse blamed on Ukrainian shelling rose to at least 15. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York heard his former lawyer-turned-tormentor Michael Cohen testify Monday about his role in what prosecutors say was a cover-up of payments to hide an affair. Trump denies all. On his way to court, he had this to say.
This trial is rigged. It's dishonest. It's a disgrace to New York. It's a disgrace to the country. I should be out campaigning now instead of sitting in a very cold courthouse all day long. This is a Biden prosecution. It's election interference.
For more stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. You can also follow the Voice of America on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. This is VOA News. India voted on Monday in the fourth phase of a seven-week-long general election as campaign rhetoric became more strident over economic disparities and religious divisions. The world's most populous nation began voting on April 19th in a seven-phase election in which nearly 1 billion people are eligible to vote, with ballots set to be counted on June 4th. The Philippines said on Monday that it would keep a closer guard on reefs, shoals, and islets in its exclusive economic zone in the South China Sea, as China denied accusations of trying to build an artificial island in the disputed waters. The Philippine Coast Guard said Saturday it had deployed a ship to Sabina Shoal on the Spratly Archipelago, where it accused China of building an artificial island, having documented what it said were piles of dead and crushed coral on the sandbars. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma now reports on two disturbances in Indonesia, a volcano eruption in North Maluku, and flash floods in Sumatra.
Mount Ibu, a volcano in Indonesia's northern Maluku province, has erupted, spewing thick grey ash over 16,000 feet into the sky. Sofyan Pumulyana, a volcano observer, says we can see that there's an ejection of material from the peak, with the ash now heading towards the west. Officials say more than 13,000 people live within a three-mile radius of the northern side of the crater. Meanwhile, rescuers have recovered more bodies after monsoon rains triggered flash floods on Indonesia's Sumatra island, leaving more than 40 people dead and over a dozen missing. The heavy rains, along with a landslide of mud and cold lava from Mount Merapi, has caused a river to breach its banks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wildfires are raging across western Canada. In a briefing, Cliff Chapman with the British Columbia Wildfire Service says one of those intense wildfires driven by high winds threatens the town of Fort Nelson.
If you are still in Fort Nelson or anywhere in the evacuation order of the Parker Lake wildfire, I encourage you to leave. The fuels are as dry as we have ever seen. The wind is going to be sustained and it is going to push the fire towards the community. Escape routes may be compromised and visibility will be poor as the fire continues to grow.
Two U.S. citizens and one Russian were among 20 people detained at protests in Tbilisi while Georgian lawmakers were debating a foreign agents bill that sparked political crisis. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.